Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It's been a great week for Flock and Gather. I'm going to introduce you to my guest in a second here, but our podcast went over 1,000 podcasts. We've only been out about 90 days, so we're really pleased, and I thank everyone for sticking with us and listening, and I hope we haven't become boring yet. This is Alan Scher. I'm your host. You know me. I run the Spa Association. We've got about 80,000 members around the globe, and I'm going to talk all the way to Omaha from Arizona today, so we don't have to go around the globe. I'm with Gunny Park. He runs Populum. They are a popular CBD company, but we're going to ask him about the name in a minute. Gunny, welcome. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me here, Alan.
Oh, kidding me? You and I have a lot. I should tell our listeners, because they can't see us because there's no audio, but Gunny First and I had to have a 15-minute conversation before we got online and laugh about the way the world's turning today. But Gunny, it's true, right? I mean, it used to be that what's old is new and new is old, but kind of everything's up in the air today, right? Like someone said to me the other day, there is no out-of-the-box thinking. There's no box anymore, right?
Yeah, that definitely has become all like saturated in all ways.
It is. And I'm thinking, and I think it's a good part too of people using critical thinking to make decisions and stuff. I mean, I love that there is no box. You know, I do a lot of consulting to a lot of vendors in our industry. And when I talk to their staffs and stuff, I remind them there's no stupid questions. It's only stupid when you don't ask today. Because honestly, we don't know. Things change in a heartbeat. And so I think a lot of times asking the question, it's really important. It doesn't matter exactly what it is. So, but I want to get on to CBD, and we're going to talk about that in a quick sec. But tell me how you ended up in Omaha. People always ask me, I mean, I'm in Arizona now, but I say I was in Minneapolis all these years where it was bitter cold, and people go, why'd your family settle there? So I'm asking you, how did you get to Omaha?
Yeah, so I'm originally from South Korea, and I immigrated to the U.S. in high school, where I landed up in an all boys boarding school in Omaha. Met my now wife in high school. We're high school sweethearts, and after graduating high school and college, we decided to come back, and this is where I have our local office here, have our team here, and running our business out of Omaha.
Well, you have your team there, except for Emily, who's in my backyard, right?
Yeah. So yeah, we have two offices, one in Omaha where we have marketing and customer service out here. And then Arizona, we have our sales and fulfillment team out in Tempe and the Phoenix area.
Awesome. So, you know, if I drag you back 2 or 3 years or something like that, and I say, God, the CBD boom was just starting to take off. And I watched what seemed like go from a dozen lines to 1,000 lines of CBD. But people have heard me say this who have listened to our podcast before. When I started in this business 32 years ago, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. And frankly, I don't think anything's changed anymore. Mm-hmm. You would tell me there's nothing truer than that as it relates to the CBD market. Yes.
Yeah. No, I would say for how much CBD has blown up in the past 2 years, there's still a huge opportunity for brands like us to educate customers, because I think CBD's become this buzzword where it's now being infused and added to a lot of different product categories. But for the large part, I don't think a lot of potential customers know exactly what CBD is and what it can do and whatnot.
Right. And it's like, for a lot of people, it's like going back to school. Now you have to learn this whole new, there's a whole new verbiage. There's a lot of semantics as it relates to the way people talk about CBD. Am I going to get stoned, or is it just going to give me a buzz? Right. I mean, this is like going back to 101. So, you know, when Emily reached out to me, I'll tell you what I loved about her right away. She sent me some products. And she sent me this basic, the Populum deck that you have that I thought was, oh my God, amazing. This is exactly how people need to learn 101. So talk about the deck that she sent out, because I think it's so fabulous.
Yeah, actually, before jumping into that, kind of adding to your point, when I first started this company in 2016, so we've been around for about 5 years, it's interesting because at that time, CBD was largely unknown. Not a lot of people had heard about it. So our mission was to really bring awareness to and educating customers of what CBD is. And for generations who grew up in the late 1900s of like how it's different from marijuana, because I think marijuana has been really stigmatized in this country. Our products obviously come from the non-psychoactive side called hemp. So our big focus at the time was to really bring awareness to hemp and CBD, break that stigma of and differentiate it from marijuana. And now I think the past 2 years since CBD's taken off a lot more is refocusing that education to what you need to look for as a customer when you're shopping for CBD. Because of how young this industry is, I think there's a lot of businesses and stores out there that almost take advantage of the fact that customers are lack a little bit of knowledge of what to look for when shopping for CBD. So in the material that like we sent you, and then we send our regular day-to-day customers, are essentially educational material, starting from what is CBD, why do customers take CBD, and how we essentially stand out among the crowd. As I mentioned earlier, CBD is just being applied across hundreds of different products nowadays, but it's really important for customers to know the quality of CBD they're getting. So for instance, us as a brand, we make sure all our products are third-party lab tested 3 different times across the supply chain of its production. So we lab test right after it's harvested, we lab test again right after it's formulated, and then we lab test again the final product, the one that's essentially being shipped to our customers, to make sure there's not only the CBD that we promise customers that's included in the product, but also that there's nothing bad in there like heavy metals or pesticide, which is largely important.
Okay, Gunhi, I want to come back to that in a second, but I want to ask you about this because I get asked by just some of my friends sometimes who know that I'm in this business, and they go, I went in to go pay for my gas at the gas station today, and they're selling CBD blah, blah, blah on the counter. CBD blah, blah, blah on the counter is not CBD Populum, correct?
Yes. Or no. No, it is not the same.
Not the same. It's not the same thing. I got it. Okay.
So, just to add on to that, I think it's, so there's different types of CBD extracts out there. There, what we sell as a brand is something called full spectrum hemp CBD extract. Full spectrum means in addition to CBD, there's natural extract that come from the plant. So it's a very raw version that has a lot more benefits when there's all these cannabinoids and compounds that work together when you take it. There's a lot of very refined and isolated version called CBD isolate that is typically the very cheap versions you'll find in gas stations, even just some stores that you have in your local areas, where it's one much cheaper, but at the same time, a lot of those places don't lab test, don't do any quality assurance for the customer. And you essentially have to take your, gas station's manager's word for it, that it's a good product, which, it's hard to do when you're sometimes going into a sketchy store.
I always remind people, you want to buy it from a person who specializes in it, or because there's 1,000 other, they sell gum also, right? So why would you wouldn't buy CBD there. You would go to a CBD company with validity that has third-party testing that's supposed to be doing all the right things. So I always try and dissuade people from going that route anyways. Let me jump back with you one sec. Hold on to your thought there. Where did the name of your company come from? Populum, I meant to ask you.
Yeah, Populum is a Latin-based word that stands for the people. So the inspiration of this company, as I mentioned earlier in the founding of in 2016, was we recognize the benefits that CBD can offer anyone. And at the same time, we recognize that hemp and CBD was largely stigmatized and suppressed from the people for a very long period of time. So with hemp itself started getting deregulated in 2014 and essentially became fully legalized in early 2018. So for us was to, hey, stigma is broken. Let's really bring this benefit to the customers.
Okay. And what put you into the CBD market? You said you started 5 years ago. So you probably actually started 6 or 7 years ago with the thinking process, right? So what brought that on that said, I'm going to go into this business?
Largely personal experience of, or the personal benefits I gained from hemp and CBD. So I personally never didn't know what hemp was. So there was that, right? I started from ignorance of not knowing what this plant. And I was one of those people that were like, oh, hemp is either this industrial thing that you make ropes with. Everybody's heard of like hemp rope and all those things. Or you also largely confused like, oh, that's the same thing as marijuana. Like it's just a different term for it. But then I came to realize there's all these other applications. Like nowadays you can go to Costco or your Whole Foods and find hemp seeds or hemp seed oil, hemp protein, which is a very popular choice of protein among vegans and vegetarians. And then lastly, I discovered CBD where, using it both topically and as, an edible product, like a tincture or a capsule, I was able to sleep better. And then the best example for me that really turned me to believe in this was my mom, somebody who was an avid tennis player for over 10, 15 years, eventually hurt her knee, couldn't even like go on a hike, who lives in also in Arizona, which was unfortunate because there's so many mountains in your backyard in Arizona.
Great hiking here.
And after using CBD topically, she was able to really recover and never went back to tennis, but she still is now able to hike and golf, which is, you know, for somebody who's retired, a huge benefit. So,
well, okay. That's great. By the way, I love For the People because it makes me think today of, you know, those first three words in the preamble to the US Constitution, we the people, right?
Yes,
we the people and For the People go together a lot. So a great choice of a name, by the way. I like that a lot. Can you give our listeners, just give us 1, 2, 3 kind of tips for people who are, and there are, look at when there's a lot of brands out there, you think everyone already knows what it is, but it's obvious they don't. So can you give us a couple tips if someone wanted to try some CBD products from you, how do they start? What do they do? What does that order look like?
Yeah. So we actually give these recommendations to customers because CBD has become this thing where a lot of times it's like, oh, CBD can do everything, right? And I think that also causes confusion. It's like, you can't do one thing can't do everything. So one, if you're looking into CBD or heard of it and somebody recommended, hey, why don't you try CBD? I would first ask yourself, why are you trying to, what benefits are you trying to gain from CBD? A lot of customers use it to help with their sleep, their relaxation, some type of nerve issue, all the way to when applied topically, inflammation related issues or even skincare. So I think first figuring that out as a customer of like what part of your life or wellness are you looking to improve? And then from there you choose, you can better narrow down what type of product you're looking. So if it's more for, as I mentioned earlier, something related to wellness and relaxation, then I would say going with more of a edible supplement type product is your preferable choice. But if it's something that you're looking to improve your skin condition or something that's more of like a topical spot treatment, then you would be better off going with like a lotion or some type of skincare CBD product. And then now, finally, when you're looking for brands to shop for, I would say a couple things you should really look, three things you should really look out for is, one, does the company provide third-party lab reports that ensure that the product that you're purchasing has an up-to-date lab result that's showing that there's CBD, that the marketed amount of CBD in that product? Two, can you get a hold of this company? Do they have a customer service team? Do they stand behind their products? And then lastly, a lot of CBD brands are not your household name brands. A lot of them you probably never heard of, such as even Populum. So always try to look for verified customer reviews to see what do other people have to say about the brand. And that's pretty common for nowadays with e-commerce and shopping online, but I think it's really important to hear about other people's experience using and experience with that store.
Okay, let me recap a few things. And by the way, for those who are checking in with us, we've been with Gunhee Park. That's Gunhee. I'll get it right one of these days, Gunhee. Park, he runs Populum. They're an amazing CBD company. There's so many good things. And they can find you at Populum. It's Populum.com, right?
Yep.
Populum.com. Okay.
And we're on all social media platforms with the handle Get Populum.
Get Populum. Okay. You know what, when you were talking about the people selling magic elixirs, it always reminds me of the old West movies when the guy in the white suit is standing on the cart selling the magic elixir that will fix and cure everything in people's lives. It's not that way. You know, back then there was nothing to verify. Today, it's kind of easy to verify. You talked about third-party testing. Are they phone available? Look at their verified customer reviews. I mean, kind of those are all the things people should be looking at today and be aware of. It's what would set a company like yours up from a company who sells to the gas station. They might be a good line. I don't know that, but yeah. I'm not buying my CBD at the gas station, right?
Yep. Yep. And reputable companies like, and something that we're striving to obviously be transparent towards our customers is by standing behind our product, we offer a 30-day risk-free trial. So after a customer buys from us, they receive the product, they can try it out for 30 days. And for whatever reason, it doesn't fit or doesn't meet their expectation, or they somehow had a negative experience, whatever the reason may be, we offer a no questions asked return policy. So CBD itself, when you think of it as a supplement, it is a pricey supplement. So we want customers who are using it to have a positive experience and to become an advocate for CBD. So that's something we've really pushed for in when working with customers.
Good. By the way, that's also why I don't buy my supplements at Walgreens. And again, they may be fine, I don't know, but I go directly to supplement companies and I don't go to Walgreens or CVS.
Actually, that's I'll have to agree with you on that. And also I would group Amazon on there as well. A lot of people nowadays shop, you know, for their supplement. I mean, they shop for everything on Amazon nowadays, but their Amazon's platform is anybody can sell anything, right? So right. Especially with vitamins, anything I feel like you're putting on into your body that you're taking, I feel like it needs to come from a reputable brand that you can know who's behind. And a lot of times with Amazon nowadays, it's become very gamified where, you know, reviews can be faked. There can be hundreds of reviews that companies, the sellers can manufacture essentially. And just by putting a pretty label on their listing, they can really make it seem like it's a reputable brand, but something that yeah. customers
well,
question.
The bot world is also a new and changing world, and people have to be aware of all that stuff. So I'm going to end with some more Latin, because you said your name Populum for the people comes from Latin. And I'm going to remind people, caveat emptor, buyer beware. And that's why you want to reach out to companies like Populum. Gunhee, it's been, again, I know we went long today, but there's so much I want to ask. We're going to save it for the next one. So I hope people reach out to you. And I just thank you a ton for sharing your knowledge and experience with us on CBD today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Alan.
It's a pleasure. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.